Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
We are happy to be here.
We glad in God
Ayasu. Amen.
Amen.
We are thankful to God for bringing us all the way from Nigeria.
From Nigeria.
We've been traveling since yesterday.
We don't travel from yesterday.
From Port Harcourt to Lagos, and then from Lagos to
Suti, we can Lagos
to Abidjan,
and from Lagos we go Abidjan
to Monrovia,
and then from Monrovia
to Lungi,
Suti, we can Lungi
to Aberdeen,
and then we can Aberdeen
to Bromley,
then Suti, we pass Lumley.
Which one is that one? I don't care. They will call life for Laka. Amen.
Amen.
So thank God we are here.
So we thank God, thank you.
We are happy to meet everyone full of life and excited.
And we glad for CC Una all. Una get life. Una glad.
And we are happy that God has visited you.
And we glad to see God don't visit you now.
Amen. And today, we know he will visit us again.
And we know say today he will visit you back.
Today na today.
Amen.
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 Today na today.
Today na today.
Amen.
Amen.
I was listening to Brother Ide talking about what God has been saying.
But we think God beyond the talk.
And you know, when we were coming, I was praying.
When will be the time I begin praying?
For a direction.
For me, God direct me.
You know, because you know, God has something in mind.
Because God gets something in mind.
And what God has in mind is different from what I may have in my mind.
When God gets that in mind, so it is possible to say it's different from what He may get in mind.
So I'm trusting that God will speak to us.
So are the prince
what is in his mind?
We, but within dinner in your mind.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm looking at the picture.
And look the picture
that we have on the board.
When we get on the board.
About the tabernacle.
Wait. Now that this picture about the tabernacle.
And the picture. You know, we have talked about it before, and Brahide has been also talking about it.
This picture, so we don't talk about it before, and even Brother Idi will not be talk for this picture as well.
And we'll talk about it today also.
And we can talk about it today back.
You know, there is a place somewhere in Deuteronomy chapter 16.
One place in the Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 16.
No, my Bible. This one here. Deuteronomy 16.
Deuteronomy.
Verse 16.
Chapter 16.
That's where we are going to base this evening teaching.
Now they will get to look in his net.
Okay.
Every time you sit down, he's like that.
Okay, fine.
No, I want to sit down here.
Okay. Okay, it will still show. Okay, great. So Deuteronomy 16:16.
So Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16.
So you can read it.
Okay, read that. Three times in a year shall all thy men appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose. In the feast of the unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Now, I read, three times inside the year, all demanded, therefore come before God. Now that place where God in will choose. And then tell the name that during that festival of what they call unleavened bread and one other festival what they call weeks and one other festival what they call tabernacles. And they for come before God, but they not for come before God empty.
Okay. So this passage is telling us, giving us a very important instruction.
This passage here, it did talk about something very important for we to find.
It says three times.
It says three times.
That every person in Israel will appear before God.
He said, all the men in Israel, they will come before God.
Okay. And he says the first one is Passover.
See, the first time we the vocal appear, that is the time for Passover.
The second one is Pentecost.
The second one, that is the time for Pentecost.
And the third one is Tabernacles.
And the third one, now, Tabernacle. So you see, Feast of Unleavened Bread, they talk of Passover.
Second one is Pentecost.
The second one, we see Feast of Weeks, they talk about Pentecost.
The same thing as Weeks.
And then,
the third one,
the third one
is Tabernacle.
Feast of Tabernacle.
So there are three experiences that is important for a child of God to experience.
So three things they did, three this is very important for make God and begin the experience.
So the first one is Passover.
The first one, Passover.
And then the second one is Pentecost.
The second one, Pentecost.
And then the third one is Tabernacle.
And the third one, the Tabernacle.
So this night we will try to explain these three experiences.
This date, yes, so we can try again for explain the three.
Because every believer,
because
must go through these three experiences.
All people that we believe, they came for go through the experience, yes. So.
Some people have gone through Passover.
Some people they don't experience Passover.
Some people have not experienced Passover.
Some people they know this yet.
Some people have experienced Passover, they have also experienced Pentecost.
Some people they know this Passover and they know this Pentecost also.
And some people that have experienced the three of them.
And some people they don't notice all three.
While other people, it's just the first two, Passover and Pentecost.
Some other people then just this first two, Passover and then Pentecost.
But the will of God is that you should experience the three of them.
But what God wants, and for make you. You taste the all.
So the first question is, who is the person that is to experience?
So the question we will get now with me, who's the person we for taste this term?
Okay, the one, Bobby, the one.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Jesus. How about you now?
So who for this person?
Our friend here said Jesus, and I ask her, how about you?
So what about you?
It is true, Jesus has experienced it and he has gone.
And true say Jesus, he don't taste it, and he don't go.
So it now remains for you to experience it.
Now you left now.
Amen. So the question is, who is to experience it?
So the question we will get
okay.
Who are supposed for this?
Is that another hand there?
Other hand, did he? Yes. And you?
Sir. You. Very good. Oh, yeah, clap for him. He said, me, I have to experience it.
See, now, in get for experience, are you with this?
Okay, let me ask another question.
We can ask one other question.
Who are you?
Who does
who you be?
Who do you be?
I didn't say name. I said who you be.
You are son of God. See, you are son of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Who you be? Is your answer?
Yes.
You?
Sinner.
You are sinner. Okay. Who the sinner be?
Who that the sinner be?
Who be that sinner?
Who that not that sinner?
Yeah. You know,
And you live born again, when you are just giving your life to Christ.
Who be that newly born again, when you give your life to Christ?
Who that not that? And born again, we just give life to Jesus Christ.
Who be that person?
Who then that person?
The
world.
The world. The world that the man will give life to Christ.
Man.
Okay, man. Who be man?
Who then man?
Who be man? Who be that man?
Flesh.
Okay, he said flesh.
Who
be that flesh?
Who then the flesh?
Okay, he said dust. Who be the dust? God creation. Very good. Who be the God creation?
God creation.
Think. You know, say here we're there for class now.
For class
now. So who will be that dust? Who will be that man?
Who will be that dust? Who will be that man?
Who is supposed to go through all this experience?
Who is supposed to go through all the tears?
Hey, our friend don't come again. Yes? Human being. Oh, good boy.
See,
who will be that human being?
Is he a human being? Who will be this human being?
Okay, another one there, yes? Eh? You, me, okay. Who be me? Eh? God the Pekin. Who be the God Pekin? Eh? Who be the God Pekin? Eh? Anybody? Who be the anybody? Ah. Eh, our friend. I.
Alex.
Eh?
Alex Johnson.
Alex Johnson. Hey. Alex Johnson. Who be Alex Johnson? Eh? Eh? Abba? Human being. Who be the human being now?
Human being.
Eh? Sinner. Amen. Think.
Mean that God the
Pekin,
where God died for me.
Who be the God the Pekin, where God died for
me?
Me. Who be the me?
I mean
that God the Pekin. Who be the sinner? Okay, make I give you that small. Open that small. Okay, who be the first? Who be the first God Pekin?
Who
that
now?
Eh? You sure?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure. Say Abba, yeah. You go. Okay. Okay, how God take create Adam?
How God make Adam?
Eh? Dust. Where dust that? Show me dust.
Show me dust.
He make out of it like this.
Where the dust there? This dot here. Okay, God make it dirty. Then what in again? Where you take make him? What in again?
Wait.
Eh? In bright. Then what you have? You put in blue. Then what you happen after that?
What you happen after that?
Man become. Hey. Okay, now I'm going to go back again.
So go back.
Who be that person we're supposed to go through all these experiences?
So who that other person they we're supposed to
go? Eh? The soul. Are you sure?
You sure?
So, the sinner, Alex Johnson.
The sinner, Alex Johnson.
All the people we don't talk finish. Eh?
Talk.
Human being. God speaking. All
God
those
speaking.
Okay, all of them are waiting.
So.
All of them are waiting. So. Amen.
So.
You see it? Everybody's soul.
We all.
Okay.
Our soul.
Good. So the soul, now you go there for center.
So, and the soul, now you go for the center.
The soul, now you go for the center.
And the soul, now you go for the center.
Because if you don't understand who you be,
because if you don't understand who that
all this is, where they're talking, I know you can just enter like this, come on from the right
side. If you don't understand who that you be, all those who they talk Nayasu, you go call Nayasu, they come on Nayasu.
Amen. Okay, who is soul?
Now, who that is soul?
Who is soul? Hey, come here, friend, talk, yes. Eh? You don't see the soul.
Uh-huh. You see, you know, you know,
see, so. If you don't
see,
how you know
say
it
then? If you don't see, how you manage to say it then?
Something that you are not seeing, you know it's there. How do you hold them?
It's me now.
It's you.
It's me.
So where is the soul?
It's inside me.
But you have never seen it.
The
soul is Kandamit.
I believe it's inside me.
Okay, you believe that the soul is inside you?
I believe the soul is inside.
Amen. So the soul then inside the kada meat.
So the soul then inside the kada.
Okay. Okay. Here na the kada meat. Eh?
So here na the kada.
What do you call the kada meat? Body.
The kanda, now we call body.
Or the dust.
And or we call it dust.
Or earth.
Or we call it dirty.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So inside this body.
So inside this body, yeah.
Henry say he says so there inside the body. Is that correct?
Henry say his soul inside the body.
But you have not seen the soul before.
But you don't see the soul yet.
But you know the soul is there. Is that correct?
You don't see the soul today.
How many people don't see God here?
And we almost don't see God now. Yeah.
You don't see God. But you believe God there.
You don't see God? But you believe see God there.
Amen. So if you believe that your soul is there without seeing your soul, no problem.
So, amen. Just like when you believe, say God did you not see it, and so if you also believe, say you sold it, but you not see it.
Amen.
Amen.
Good. So, anything where you know they see, what is the, what do you call it?
Anything where you know they see, what is the color?
Okay, anything you don't see, you call it what? Spirit.
Anything where you know they see, you call it spirit.
So, where spirit they live?
Usa spirit
for Laka?
The
is it inside you?
It's
inside you. Where are inside you?
Okay.
Where are inside
Usa
you?
Inside you.
Inside you.
I know inside the soul. Where is the soul there?
Usa the soul there.
I will not say that body, but inside the body, where is the soul there?
Usa the soul there.
We don't finish that one. We know the soul there inside the body. Fine.
We don't say the soul there inside the body.
Inside the body, where in there?
Yeah, inside the
heart.
Inside the soul there.
The heart.
Have you seen the heart before?
You don't see the heart before.
So both the heart and the soul, all of them, they're the same place. Because you have not seen them.
The heart and the soul, they're not at the same place.
Isn't that so?
You don't see it.
Both the heart and the soul, all of them, they're the same level.
The heart,
you believe that they are there, but you have not seen them.
They're not at the same place.
Okay, make I ask you now.
So make I ask you now.
Where spirit they live?
Outside spirit they live.
Outside
spirit, outside they live.
The place where spirit is, what do you call it?
The same way spirit, what do you call it?
Okay, show Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
Let me look Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
So in the beginning, God created what?
He said, in the beginning, God creates what?
Heaven and earth.
God created what? In the beginning.
What did God create?
Okay. So we are at there now.
Usa dirty day now.
Point we are at there. Point now, point. Use your hand, point we are the at there.
Point Usa the
at the point. We are here or here?
Yes or here? Yes or yeah?
So here? This one are earth, or this one are earth?
This one are earth.
Oh yeah, choose one.
You choose
that one down.
You choose.
God said this one are the earth.
God said this one are the dirty.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so you don't see the earth, huh?
So you don't see
the earth. We are the heaven there.
What's the heaven there?
Okay. Where spirit they dwell?
Usa spirit they live.
Where?
Usa spirit they live.
Spirit dwell for heaven.
Spirit. Spirit They let believe that heaven.
We agree.
You agree?
The place where spirit is, they call heaven.
The place where spirit is, they call heaven.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Eh?
Yes.
Good. So, spirit live in heaven.
So, spirit, they live in heaven.
And heaven, they is that where?
And heaven, who's that heaven there?
Inside
the soul. We are heaven there.
Who's that heaven there?
Okay. So, inside you, heaven there.
Heaven there inside you.
Hell there. Amen. You see him?
You don't see him.
You see him now. Game don't change.
Game don't change, man.
Hallelujah. Anywhere the devil, anywhere spirit live is heaven.
Any side where spirit live is heaven.
Now, if you come out, look inside. Look. God say, Abraham, why you come and look? Look, look, look. What do you see? Abraham sees stars everywhere.
God tell Abraham, see, can watch. Look what you see. Now Abraham see the stars there, all over the place.
You cannot get so. Oh, yeah, look for ground. What do you see there?
And he come back. He say, look now, ground.
Says
you see
sand everywhere.
He says sand all over the place.
He says your children will be feel the ground, feel heaven everywhere.
He see you
sons of God.
They go pull up the earth and they go pull up heaven back.
So what I want to tell you.
Which I'm going to tell you
is that you, number one, you must know who you are.
You get to know who that you be.
Amen.
Amen.
Because many of us don't know who we are.
Because Bokupa, we don't know who that we be.
And if you don't know who you are,
and if you don't know who that you be,
you cannot relate with God.
You're not able for.
Even when God is calling you, you'll be looking for another person.
So the time when God they call you,
because you don't know God is calling you, you don't know who you are.
You don't know see God they call you because you don't know who that you be.
God was calling Samuel. You know Samuel?
God be the call Samuel. You
Samuel they look for another person.
Samuel be when God in the call up, he be the look for other person.
He went to Eli.
He go to Eli.
So you call me?
He said you call
say
me.
No.
Eli said no.
Men of all, when God call you, you go to Bible school.
Bokupa, when God call you. You didn't run go to Bible school.
God call you, you can put olive oil and become pastor.
When God call you, you go put olive oil, then you can talk to pastor.
You start doing different things.
You mean for do for God that did it.
Because you don't know who you are.
Because you don't know who that you be.
But this night, we will know who we
but
are.
This Amen. Night, we will know who that we be.
Amen. Amen. By the time we finish this night, we will know who we are. But okay? Somebody at the back wants to ask a question. Be. Ask.
They want to know whether all spirits dwell in heaven.
The place where spirit dwell is called heaven.
The place where spirit then deep then cool and heaven.
But there are different types of heaven.
But different type of heaven.
Just like you did different type of earth.
Just like you get different kind of
body. Oh, yeah. Bring the sand. Bring the sand. Give me that sand.
Bring. Give me some sand.
This one are waiting. No, earth.
This is sand and dirty.
This one are earth.
And dirty.
But this one are low earth.
But are that low dirty.
This one are earth.
This are dirty.
But this one are high earth.
High dirty.
Amen.
Amen.
You understand?
You understand?
So you get low heaven. And high heaven.
In the same way you get low heaven and high heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh. So different types of heaven is occupied by different types of spirits.
So the different type of heaven then, and different type of spirits then, did they?
The juju man for Laka.
That Laka juju man.
You shall be the juju man for Laka.
You shall be that juju man for Laka.
Where they fear.
Where they pray.
Amen. Operates in a different type of heaven.
If it walk in a different kind of heaven.
But you are supposed to walk in another type of heaven.
But you supposed to walk in a different type of
heaven. And your own heaven is supposed to be higher than the heaven of the juju man.
Supposed to I, Pastor Ebu, with the judgment in York.
Amen. So the Bible says, in Christ you are seated above every principality and power.
The Bible says, Amen. Jesus Christ, you sit down above all the principalities and powers.
So the devil has power.
The devil get power.
The power pass
power.
But power pass power.
Amen. So I want you to say it. Power pass power.
How can you talk about power pass power?
Amen. So me and devil no get problem.
He has
power.
He get power.
The person who is inside me get power past the power where
the
devil gets.
The person who is inside me, he get power past the devil.
Amen.
Amen.
So we understand ourselves.
So we know it.
And you should also understand yourself.
And you self people know yourself.
Because if you understand yourself, the devil will not shake you.
Because if you know yourself, the devil will not shake
Amen.
You.
Amen. Hallelujah. So what are we saying this night?
So what will we say this night?
God created man.
God make man
in his own image. Is it not?
He made man like himself.
You know where that one is in the Bible?
You know who said that
in the Genesis? Bible? Say God created man in his own image and likeness.
He did in Genesis. He said God create make man.
God is a spirit. Is that correct?
God is a spirit. Not true.
So God created you.
So God made you
to be a spiritual being.
So that you go be a spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you understand, say praise the Lord.
If you understand what you are saying, talk, say praise the Lord.
If you understand, you say praise the Lord.
If you understand, say praise God.
That God made you to be a spiritual person.
So God make you for live inside the spirit.
Because you are created just to be like God.
Because God make you for people.
Now in John chapter 4, the Bible says God is a spirit.
Now John chapter 4, the Bible says God is a spirit.
And those who worship God must worship him what? In spirit and truth.
And the one the way they worship God, therefore worship God
okay.
In thy spirit and
now,
the true God.
Now what we look for God now.
Now we look at the God now.
So this is the soul of man and this is the spirit of man.
So this
Amen.
Man is soul and this man is spirit.
Okay, you understand?
You understand?
So this is one side of the drawing. So this is God, this is man side. So let's draw God side.
This part here so na man inside. But this other part na God inside.
So what will be this one?
So you see, na here so you get body, soul and spirit. So what you go do this part?
Okay, who know?
Who that know now?
Which one will be that? What will this one be?
Who that know what this will be?
Yes. Eh? Huh? Okay, Holy Spirit.
So this is the Holy Spirit.
So, what will happen? Spirit to
so spirit. What do you mean? You see, God is spirit, so man is spirit.
So the spirit of God.
So God is spirit.
Will be talking to the spirit of man.
Will they talk to man in your spirit?
Now, if God talk, you go hear.
If God talk, you go hear it.
So, for spirit.
So for spirit.
You hear.
You go hear.
For spirit, you see. Like God sees.
So, now the spirit, you go hear.
For spirit,
you go see.
You talk like God talk.
For spirit, in the spirit, now the spirit, you go talk like the way God will talk.
For spirit, you sense like God smell.
And you, so, now for the spirit, you go
smell. Amen.
Just like how
say praise the Lord.
Say praise God.
So, everything where God gets, you get.
So what did God get? You said get.
So when you look at your body, anything within your body, you did for heaven.
So anything within your body, so when you look
at
your body,
hallelujah.
Same thing in heaven.
Okay. All right, we'll go. We'll go reach there. Never reach there yet.
So we'll
very important. Spirit of God.
So God is spirit.
You have your own spirit.
You get your spirit.
Amen. Oh yeah, which one will be the next one?
So what will be the next one?
Oh yes. Which one will be the next one?
Which one? What thing will be the next one from God?
Soul. Which soul?
God.
Son.
Son. Good. Son.
So, I mean, God. Boy picking.
Christ, and Christ is the Son of God.
Christ.
Amen.
God is a boy picking.
So the marriage is this one now. They go high. They go high for the those who wait them at all. So the marriage
now
is between.
They go up.
These are the two people we're going to marry.
So the two people they're waiting for marriage.
Amen.
Now
hallelujah.
Soul and God in boy begin with our Christ.
Amen. Christ is coming for the soul.
Christ be come for your soul.
But that one, maybe we'll talk that one tomorrow.
We will talk for that day tomorrow.
So you have Holy Spirit. You have
Holy Spirit.
You have the Son. Which one be the last one?
And you get. The Son.
The last one is what?
The last one, now is it?
The Father.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, on your count. 1, 2, 3.
No, we count. No,
amen.
1, 2, 3.
On your count now. 1, 2, 3.
Over to my Lord, we count. 1, 2, 3.
Amen. So you see, God manifests himself in three forms.
So you see, say God, he did three forms.
Just like you get how many? Three forms.
Just like you said.
Amen.
Three parts.
So if I ask you a question, who you be?
So if I ask you, who that you be?
Oh yeah, answer the question now. Who you be?
Answer the question.
Who you answer?
Who that you answer this question?
Who are you?
Who that are you?
Number one, body. Number two,
soul.
Number three,
spirit.
Amen.
Oh,
yeah, clap for yourself.
Clap for yourself.
But you don't answer well, though.
But you don't answer good one, though.
So let's answer again.
So let me answer. I'm fine.
Number one,
body,
soul. Okay,
spirit.
You know the answer well. So now, everybody, raise your hand up.
Raise your hand up,
everybody.
Oh, it's
see my finger. The first one, body,
soul,
spirit. Amen. Okay. You don't tire. Say praise the Lord. Say wave.
Praise the Lord.
Uh-huh. Okay, now. So you start again. Body,
soul,
spirit. Amen. Okay, one more time. Body,
soul, spirit.
When you come out for road, they ask you, what did they teach you today? You go to bring your hand like
when this. When you go now, they
say, I be body,
soul,
spirit.
Amen.
When you wake up in the morning, meet your friend, your neighbor, come.
When you wake in the morning, you meet your neighbor, you say, come.
Let me teach you what they taught yesterday.
I teach you what they taught me yesterday.
I am body,
soul,
spirit. Me and you are not on the same level again.
So you tell us again.
Amen.
We are on the same level again.
In Nigeria, we say levels don't change.
In Nigeria, we say levels don't change.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not on the same level with them again.
So,
amen.
You know they would say on the same level with them again because you don't.
Because I have created in the image of God.
Because me and God in and.
Hallelujah.
God make me
see, levels don't change.
So. We're not at the same level.
Before, you didn't know who you are.
Before, you don't know who that you be.
But now, you know who you are.
Now, you know who that you be.
Amen.
Amen.
And God is saying,
And God, they say,
this body,
soul,
spirit, must go through three stages of growth.
If we go through,
amen.
Three step them,
you see, I'm
grow. Amen.
These three must go through three changes.
These three bodies, these three patterns, if we go three step them for growth.
And God is saying, if you do only one,
and God see if now one no more you do.
Yeah, that means you have not really started.
It means you not start yet.
Huh? You must do number one.
You for do one.
You must do number two.
Two.
And you must do number three.
And number three.
Amen.
Amen.
So the church must go through these three experiences.
So the church supposed to go through the three taste all the three experiences today.
Okay. I remember where we read in Deuteronomy 16. He said, you must not appear before God empty.
And remember what we did in Deuteronomy 16, verse 16? He said, you not for come before God without you not get anything.
So, if you are going to God.
So, if you didn't go to God.
You must go with something.
You will go with something.
What is that thing you are going with?
Waiting on that thing the way you go.
You are going with an offering, is it not?
You come with offering.
Who is the offering now?
Who that is the offering?
Huh? What will be the offering you are supposed to go with?
What is the offering you come with?
And that offering that is going,
and that offering you go with,
must be filled, must be full.
And that offering is supposed for mature.
And that matured offering is what? Your soul.
And that matured, amen, offering that you sow.
Do you know why?
You know
because
what
when you die.
Because when you die.
You know what will happen?
You know what will happen?
This body is going back.
It will go back.
Hallelujah. It's going down to the ground.
It will go back that body.
So that this body is not going to go to God.
This body is not going to go to God.
This spirit, where will it go to?
This spirit.
It goes back.
It will go back to God.
So God just gave you a gift.
So that spirit is a gift to
of his spirit.
Of what he didn't get.
To help your soul.
So that it will help your soul.
Become a heaven of God. Hallelujah.
So it will help your soul make you.
Amen.
That place where God they live.
So that your soul will become a heaven of God.
So that it will be heaven, the place where God they live.
Because it says, thy kingdom come on earth. You know
because
the prayer?
The Bible says, make your kingdom come on me.
Your kingdom come on earth.
So make your kingdom come on earth.
Remember, we say, earth is your soul.
Remember what we say?
Earth is you. Your kingdom come into my soul.
He said, make your kingdom come to my soul.
So that my soul will become a heaven of God.
So that the soul will.
Hallelujah. Do you understand?
Amen.
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 So, if I go to God.
So, if I go to God.
And my soul has not been changed.
And my soul not changed yet.
My soul doesn't have Christ.
My soul not get Christ.
Then my soul is empty.
Then the soul is empty.
There is nothing to give to God.
Nothing only for give to God.
The only price God wants is Christ in your soul.
The only thing God wants.
Amen.
Now, with Christ the inside your soul.
So I want you to say it. The only price God wants is what? Christ in my soul.
The only price.
Amen.
Christ.
Hallelujah.
In soul.
And these three experiences.
And then we experience the soul.
Is to prepare your soul so that Christ will be full in your soul.
And for make your soul ready so that Christ,
amen,
will be mature one in your soul.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is expecting an offering from you.
So God expects an offering from you.
And that offering is your soul.
And that offering is your soul.
That offering is my soul.
That offering is now.
Amen. Okay, one more thing.
One more thing.
Now, this soul,
yes, soul.
You get plenty, you know.
You get more, you know.
What's the first part of the soul?
What is the first part of the soul?
Okay, if you have mind, touch your mind.
If you get mind, touch your mind.
If you're there here and you have mind, show me your mind.
If you didn't have soul, you get mind, touch your mind.
Brother Paul, show us your mind.
Brother Paul, show you mind.
Okay, so Define, this is the mind.
So this is the mind.
And it tells us that the mind is like an eagle.
And the Bible tells us, see, the mind is like eagle.
The mind is like an eagle, flying, always going around everywhere. Amen. So you can fly away from God, or you can fly into God.
So that
you will decide.
You can fly, come out to God, or you can fly
Amen.
To God.
But if your mind flies to God, then that means you have brought the offering to God.
But if your mind
Hallelujah.
Comes to God, it means you don't bring the offering to God.
So when you are coming to God, you come with a mind that is fixed on God.
So when you come to God,
Amen.
That mind be with deep for God.
Amen. There are some people, one day will go, they have not thought about God.
Some people learn this. One more day go pass. They know they think what God says.
They don't think of God when they want to eat eba.
They only they think of God when they want for this rest.
God, thank you for this eba.
Say, eba, Papa, God, thank you for this.
After that eba, finish.
After that eba, they done.
Go and wait.
He done.
Then for night again.
In a night back.
When it's time to eat rice.
When you begin for eat rest.
Papa God.
Say, Papa God.
Thank you for this rice.
Say, thank you for this rest.
Amen.
Amen.
You eat the rice.
Yes.
You guys sleep.
Sleep.
You wake up in the morning.
You wake up in the morning.
Papa God.
Hey, Papa God.
Thank you for waking me up.
Say thank you for waking me.
That soul never know God though.
That's
Amen.
Soul God,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean God is a houseboy.
It means God a houseboy.
When you want to use God, you remember God.
And when you want to use an item paper.
When you want to travel, enter ferry, you want to travel.
When you want to travel, you go now, you go to ferry, then you come to.
Immediately they cross the ferry.
As the ferry crosses, you make sure.
God, wait.
Yeah, you say God,
you wait for me. When I come back to cross the ferry again.
You say God, wait, when I come back, I can cross the ferry.
Amen.
Amen.
That mind, has it known God?
That mind is in no God.
Christ is not there.
Christ
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. So apart from that kind of mind, which other one do you have?
Apart from that mind, what do you get? What do you
which
get?
Which one we get here? This is the wheel.
Amen.
And they say this wheel, they stubborn like an ox. You know the green.
It's stubborn.
Huh?
Like them big cowling.
Very stubborn, you know the green.
It's stubborn like them big cowling.
It's fixed on the mind. Amen.
It just from what
they Hallelujah. God said that one, I want it.
And God said that one. The
Christ was also entered there.
You see, Christ was
good. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then there are two more. What? Which other one now?
Emotion. Two more.
Emotion. There. The
emotion.
And they say this is emotion now, wild beast.
See, emotion, it's like. Why animal?
Get angry. I will kill everybody. Yeah, everybody do. I'm annoyed now. They say when you do like, you know, say beast don't come.
When you people do so, you know, see.
Amen.
Wild animal don't come.
And God says you must overcome that wild animal.
And God says you
overcome. Christ must enter that wild animal. I change it.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, that's another last one.
The last one.
How's that one? Desire. Amen. And this desire, people are saying are crawling. They just they crawl. They like ground too much.
And this desire.
They creep for ground. Amen. Like serpent.
They grow bad one.
You know they walk straight.
You need to work at
it. You like ground too much. You like carnality.
You like ground.
Body no be wood. You know body no be wood.
You know say body no to.
Do you know that what they say? Body no be wood.
Wait, that's the same way they talk. See,
they're telling you that
body no to wood.
The wood, the body there for ground.
They say the body.
Canal.
It did not grow.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God says this body is supposed to be for heaven, not for
God. God says this body is so.
It must be a heavenly man.
Body heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is telling us
So God is telling me
that this soul,
see, this soul here, soul,
must go through these three experiences.
It will go through the, it will taste all the things that we experience.
So, what we are saying is, in this place, we are not doing church.
So, what will they say? Not a church business.
This is not new like our church.
Not a new like our church.
Eh? This is what we say, I don't go join new Laka church for number two, Laka Beach Road. That one, nah, wrong. You don't miss them. This one.
This one.
Now to kill all the beasts with the inside the soul.
Now for make all Amen. The why animals the inside the soul, for kill them all.
So that Christ will become the head.
So that Christ that he will become the head.
Christ will rule.
So that Christ that he will rule.
Because here is the one throne where they here. And Christ is sitting on the throne.
Because
Amen.
In the throne again.
Christ is in the mind.
So
Christ is in the desire.
So Christ was
in the Christ is there for the will. And Christ is there for the emotion.
So Christ, Amen. Christ was sitting at the mind.
Hallelujah.
He was sitting at the will and he was sitting at the emotion.
Amen. So when you're there for your bedroom, Christ must be there.
So when you're there in your room, Christ
you're there for your work, Christ must be there.
You did that in your office, Christ will need it.
Everything you do, Christ must be there.
Everything you do, Christ will need
it. The way you think, Christ must be
the
there.
The way you think, Christ will need
it. The way you feel, Christ must be
the
there.
The way you feel, Christ will
need
it.
Amen.
Amen.
That means Christ must be in your body, in your
Christ
soul,
your body,
and in your spirit.
And your soul, and your
everywhere,
spirit.
Christ.
Inside, Christ will need
it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And the Bible is saying that you cannot just wake up and Christ will just feel everywhere.
It must be stage by stage. Christ full all side.
It must be step by step.
Step by step.
Amen.
Amen.
So the first step is called Passover.
The first step they call a Passover.
Some people call this Passover born again.
So people let they call this Passover.
And it's the same thing as that golden, that altar of brass, Brother Yago was talking about the other day.
Now the same thing, but with people
that show us the altar of brass.
See the altar of Christ.
Uh huh. Altar of brass.
The brazen altar.
Uh huh. You can point at it. That altar of brass.
This. Uh-huh. This altar. Of,
that is the first stage.
Altar.
Of Christ coming into the soul.
That's the first thing when Christ they come inside the soul.
Now, this altar of brass.
That brass altar.
It just means that the sin, yeah, sin is forgiven.
It means see, you seek God don't forgive.
It's not that the soul has changed though.
It don't mean see, your soul don't change though.
Soul cannot change a brass altar.
Soul not the change at that place.
Because the altar is judgment.
Because that altar is.
So the soul is doing bad and God said don't do it again.
So the soul is God said don't do it again.
And the soul says, okay, I agree with you, God.
Then the soul says, God, I agree with you.
I will not go in the way I go before.
I'm not gonna do that thing the way I've been.
But the soul must be changed.
But the soul is supposed to change.
And that change now inside the holy place. Show us the holy place.
That changed the inside Yasu, the holy place.
The holy place. That's where the change of the soul takes place.
That day the soul the change.
And then inside the bedroom.
Inside.
Now we are Christ and the soul become together. You see you see that drawing?
Christ and the soul they come
you see
together.
Huh?
You see this drawing?
This marriage.
This the marriage.
It takes place inside.
And that marriage in the inside, that's where it takes place.
And Christ cannot marry darkness.
And Christ is not the marriage.
The nature of the soul must go from darkness to light to marry Christ. Do you understand?
If it comes from darkness, it can't.
So the soul must change.
So the soul must change.
When you say soul must change, that means this ego must change.
So when you talk about soul, it will change. So that mind,
that ox,
it will change.
Must change.
That big cow, stubborn.
That wild emotion, wild desire, all those things must
that
change.
Wild
must
animal
be converted.
Without the emotion.
And the Bible said that the word of God converted the soul.
And the Bible says that God,
amen,
change the soul.
If you understand, you say amen, praise
amen
the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So God is offering you a change.
So God did not put before you change.
Not just being forgiven.
Not to permit he forgive you no more.
But God will change your nature.
But God will change who that should be.
Not just to change your nature.
Not to change you no more.
You'll become married to Christ.
But you will come in marriage to Christ.
Amen. Amen. And you become the dwelling place of God forever.
And you will be the same God that live forever.
Your soul will become the throne of God. It will
and
be like heaven. That's how your soul will be.
And they will be God in throne.
In fact, your soul will be the walking, talking heaven on earth.
So your soul,
do you understand,
will be that place where like heaven, like this earth.
So God is not calling us for church.
So God only call you church business.
You dance, 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 go.
Just dance, and you go.
More than that.
Not to that.
He's calling us to a place of change.
They call me for
change from within.
Change.
Amen.
From within, change from inside.
And not just change from within.
And not to change more from inside.
God will lift you up.
God will lift you up
above every principality. And in this lacquer, you'll be far. Amen. So what God is giving you, you cannot buy with money.
So what if God they give you, you know, we'll pay money for buying.
So you must value it.
So you
if you value it,
important,
you will give your life for it.
If you this is an important, you
there's
will
one man
life.
He found he went and saw a pearl of great price.
So one man he goes see one thing with be.
Pearl, you know, jewel.
Be expensive.
And he said he sold everything we get.
So he sell all thing we get.
To buy that expensive thing.
To buy that TV.
So if what God is giving you is very costly to you.
So if the TV God they give you,
you will
very expensive.
You will put aside every other thing.
You go push all other things.
Whether in our business,
or
personal comfort,
or whether
or your friends,
comfort, or you
or this one or that one,
or this one or that thing,
you will put it aside.
You will put them.
Paul said, "Me, I have put aside everything."
Paul, he said, "Me, I put
anything that was important to me, no more is not important."
All that thing that will be important to me, they're not important to me anymore.
That I may win Christ.
So that me, I go win Christ.
You and Paul, no, they're different.
You
too must count everything dung that you may win Christ.
You said for make sure all other things are foolishness so that you will win Christ.
And God will test you.
And God will test you.
He will test you to know whether you really mean what you are saying.
But know if you to do what you mean what you say.
So you will go through trials and temptations.
So that you will go through trials.
Hard time, and bad time.
Some hard time. Sometimes
no food. Sometimes no this, no that. God is testing to know whether you are really, really committed to Him. Amen. So I don't want to go very far in this night.
I don't want to go too far this night.
I just wanted to just open it.
I want to just start.
Tomorrow. We are going to come back.
With a candy back.
Because it's important that you know who you are.
Because important to make you know who that you
but remember when you go back today.
But remember when you go back,
you'll get your neighbor. What would you tell your neighbor?
You go tell your neighbor. What you tell us?
They said today.
They said today.
I am body,
body
soul, spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Tomorrow we know how many people will do them.
Tomorrow we know how much people done.
And then when you come back, wake up in the morning.
Say,
I'm going to one meeting. Where they teach me, say, I be spirit, soul, and body.
Spirit, soul, and body.
If you want to know, follow me.
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 Because from now, me and you are not on the same level
because
again.
From today, me and you will not be at the same
level. Level don't change.
Level don't change.
Amen.
Amen.
Me, I'm going to win Christ.
Me, I will win Jesus.
Me, I'm going to be the throne of God. Do you understand? Me, I'll be the heaven of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will not be operating at the same level with you. Amen.
I'm going for the operating at the same level with you.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we're going to stop at this time.
So we stop now. So for now.
So any question? Anybody has any question?
If you don't get any question,
we'll answer the question. Then we will pray. Amen. Okay, so we're going to pray.
So we will pray.
You know, it's possible that there is somebody who wants to make a commitment to God this night.
So it's possible, see.
Say this Christ, I must win Christ.
Say this Christ, yes.
I've been playing with my life for today.
I've been only playing with my life.
Everything else, I put it aside.
But all other things are the
that I may win Christ.
So that me, I will win.
Amen. You say, God, help me.
Say, God, help me.
Because I want to win Christ.
Because me, I want to get Christ.
So let's bow our heads to pray.
So Lord, we come for prayer.
That God will help us to have a fresh dedication.
So that God will get people to come dedicate.
A fresh anointing.
Fresh one. Fresh with fresh anointing.
A fresh strength.
With fresh strength.
Everything will be fresh for us to move
forward. Everything will be fresh so that we will move forward.
That the things, you know, that the things of the world, we will put it aside.
So that the things of the world will put it aside.
And our vision will be new.
And so that the things that we will see.
And our mind will be focused.
So that when we also will mind it, it will focus.
To win Christ.
So that we will get Christ.
Blessed be God. I will ask Brother Huber to come and pray for us.
I will ask Brother Huber to come and pray for we.
Amen. Let us talk to God.
Let me talk to God.
Talk to God about the things that you have learned.
Talk to God for the thing where you don't like this debt.
The thing that he has opened your eyes to see which you
when
have never seen
don't
before.
Open your eyes for see where you don't ever see before it.
And ask Christ to come into your soul.
Christ will make it come inside your soul.
And that you're giving him your soul as an offering.
See, you did give your soul like offering.
Let him come in and be the Lord